China and South Korea vowed to enhance cooperation in the fight against COVID-19. The pledge came during a phone call between top diplomats of the two countries. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the two should maintain essential exchanges and movement of people during the pandemic, but warned against exporting cases to each other. South Korean Foreign Minister Jung Yi-rong expressed willingness to beef up regional cooperation with China against the pandemic. They also touched on bilateral ties between China and South Korea and called for more communication as the two countries prepare for celebrating the 30th anniversary of diplomatic ties. Hungary's received its first batch of 550,000 doses of Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine from China. Officials from the Hungarian government and the Chinese ambassador to Hungary welcomed the vaccine's arrival at Budapest International Airport. Hungary approved Sinopharm's COVID-19 vaccine on January 29th, making it the first country from the European Union to greenlight the Chinese vaccine. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is increasing coronavirus vaccine supplies sent to states to 13.5 million doses per week. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they'll also be doubling to 2 million doses per week, the amount of vaccine being sent to pharmacies.
This program will expand access in neighborhoods across the country so that people can call and make an appointment and get their shot conveniently and quickly. Eventually, as supply increases, more than 40,000 pharmacy locations nationwide will be providing COVID-19 vaccines through this program.
The White House press secretary says the Biden administration has increased weekly vaccine supplies to states by 57% since the middle of January. Elderly residents were vaccinated in Rio de Janeiro on Tuesday, the last day before the city's vaccination program halts until new doses arrive. Rio's campaign to vaccinate people 83 years old and up proceeded faster than planned, forcing the temporary suspension of the program. People below that age will have to wait another week before the campaign resumes. 83-year-old Geralda Olympia, who once worked in a hospital, was very happy to receive her first dose. Her daughter was emotional as she saw her mother getting vaccinated.
We work in the morning, in the afternoon, and night, late night, on holidays. So I'm someone who could be a risk to her. I had some symptoms, but it wasn't COVID-19. But I'm very relieved because it's her first vaccine dose.
So far, local authorities have managed to vaccinate almost 250,000 people. European Union Finance and Economy Ministers gathered in Lisbon and via video conference on Tuesday to discuss future financial plans for the bloc. The Portuguese Minister of State and Finance says the forecasts remain uncertain, but EU economies should start to show signs of strong recovery between the second and third quarters.
Vaccination campaigns are in progress, and in the following months we'll be able to gradually lift restrictions, providing further breathing space to our economies.
In Brussels, the executive vice president of the European Commission says growth should resume in spring, adding that the bloc's economy should return to pre-pandemic GDP levels in 2022, earlier than previously forecast. The University of Oxford has launched a study to assess the safety and immune response of teenagers to the COVID-19 vaccine that is developed with AstraZeneca. Youths aged between 12 and 17 will take part in the first phase of the trial before it's expanded to children between 6 and 11. The mother of 16-year-old Mira says her daughter was feeling really lucky to take part.
I'm really proud of Mira. Saturday morning, she saw it on Twitter. Within 2 hours, she'd had a call from the nurses to book her in today. She was looking for something throughout the whole of the pandemic to play a part in improving the future for everybody. So really proud that she's wanted to take part.
Around 300 volunteers will be enrolled and first inoculations are expected this month.